Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back with the what must be the small business anthem. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. That's what you do, small business owners. That's the reason I'm so proud of you. That's the reason you're my heroes. That's the reason I do what I do, because of you. It's all because of you. You inspire me. And Tony Schwartz is our guest. And in the last segment, he was talking about Bill Gates and Buffett and others giving a lot of their money away. And he's proud of them, and I am proud of them too. But what we always have to remember, I said this as we went to the break, I know what you're doing out there, small business owners. I know that you're motivated to be successful, to grow your businesses, but I also know how much you give back to the community. And I'm proud of you, and I bet Tony's proud of you too. Tony's the author of The Way We're Working Isn't Working. Tony, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you, please.
So you can find a ton of information about how to make your own life better and how to build engagement in your own employees and productivity on theenergyproject.com. And you can go on amazon.com and get our book, The Way We're Working Isn't Working.
All right, so check that out. And Tony Schwartz. Tony, help us wrap up this segment. We've been talking about greed. We've been talking about helping our employees to be more effective, to be more engaged by the way we treat them, by aren't we, isn't all this about values? Isn't the bottom line, this isn't something I've been talking a lot about. You know, as a Main Street guy, we talk a lot about value, delivering value, but you put an S on that word and it takes a whole new meaning. Isn't the way we treat each other, the way I feel about you, you feel about me, the way we work together, the way what we have in our future, our government, the way our government is going to head in the future, where our nation head, isn't it all about values? And isn't it better if we have shared values?
Yeah, there are certain core universal values that have been around for 3,000 years, and there's no question that that's what connects us. And I absolutely would share with you the belief that we need to build more bridges between us, and that one of the problems we have is, you know, when you get into this partisan stuff, you lose sight of those values, and you fail to recognize that there's certain things we all want. We want a safe world. We want a secure world. We want people we can love and who love us. We want a hopeful future for our children. I mean, those are all things that we share. And what happens is when we get scared, when we get frightened, we go the opposite way. And, you know, there's a phenomenon that I call realistic optimism,
mm-hmm.
that I think is a powerful, powerful way to think about the world. It doesn't mean putting a happy face on every situation, Jim, which is you know, really just blind optimism.
Mm-hmm.
But what it means is telling the most hopeful and empowering story you can in any given situation without subverting the facts. So if you think about your life for a moment, even if you're somebody out there who's got a business that's struggling right now, you ask yourself, well, what am I most worried about right now? And you write down a couple of examples, or you think of them in your mind. And then you ask yourself the story. What's the most realistically optimistic story I can tell about that situation? The best outcome I can imagine given the set of facts in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to default to the worst outcome. That's a human quality.
Right.
It's been, they call it bad is stronger than good. But we have a choice about where to put our attention. And when you exercise that choice, it makes you feel differently. And when you feel differently, you perform differently, and the people around you perform differently. So we've got to recognize that we have a choice, and that there's a difference between the facts in a situation and the story we tell about them. And often we tell a story that doesn't serve us.
Well, the reason we do that, Tony, is because as a business owner, if we're expecting a phone call and we don't know what's going to happen, we presume the worst because we think we need to be prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
And because the good news doesn't take much preparation. And I think we should say, okay, wait a minute. All right, I'm going to prepare for the worst. But what if something good happens? How am I going to deal with that? I think you should at least allow for that possibility. And that's what you're saying.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that when you hear the worst is not always the worst. I mean, the best thing that ever happened in my life was getting fired from the job.
Bingo.
It didn't
me
feel
too.
Like a good thing
me
at the
too.
Time that it happened.
Right.
But it turned out to be the thing that launched mm-hmm. me into a world that's turned out to be way better for me. So in the
that's called your prayers being answered, but not necessarily not necessarily the way you ask for them, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Hey, Tony, I need your website one more time, please.
TheEnergyProject.com.
The book is called The Way We're Working Isn't Working by Tony Schwartz. Tony, thanks for being here. Good job today. We enjoyed our visit. Will you come back another day?
Of course, Jim. Thanks so much. Thanks.
See you next time. Tony Bye-bye. Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. Schwartz with a Z on the end there if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.